The committee set up to investigate disturbances between the youth of Madina and the Faith Baptist Church over a parcel of land has presented its report to Vice President John Dramani Mahama at the Castle Osu. Receiving the report, the Vice President called on the public, particularly the security agencies, to consider rules of engagement when it comes to crowd control. He said Ghana is in a constitutional era and lapses with regards to crowd control is unacceptable. Pascaline Adadevoh was at the castle.
On May 17 this year, a group of young people were arrested by the police during a demonstration over a parcel of land in Madina. To the youth, the land was the only space in the area which was used for political rallies and other outdoor activities. They therefore went on the demonstration to claim the land which was being taken over by the Faith Baptist Church, a claimed owner of the land. This led to a clash between the police and the youth, in which the police were reported to have fired live bullets and volleys of tear gas, killing one person and injuring many. The committee, made up of a team from the Regional Security Council, were tasked to, among other things, look at the remote causes of the riot. The response of the police determined the number of people injured, as well as taking inventory of items damaged. The legal ownership of the land was also ascertained. The leader of the committee, the Greater Accra Regional Minister, Niyama Ashite, outlined the committee's recommendations, which include the release of some 20 youth who were arrested and put before court. Other recommendations are that the youth in Madina and elsewhere must understand that demonstrations must be in line with the Public Order Act. The police must work within the laws, which is the application of minimum force. Families of the dead and injured must be compensated. The report also recommended the need for dialogue between the community and the church. The committee also charged the Attorney General's department to look critically at the ownership of the land, blaming the entire riot on intelligence failure. Vice President John Mahama commended the committee for its swift action. He noted that riots of such nature are regrettable, adding that steps will be taken to forestall future recurrence.
I noticed that with some of the recommendations given, some are capable of being handled at the level of the regional coordinating council. There are others too, for which you would need action at a higher level. And so we'll look at it and look at the various issues raised and see what role government can play in respect of bringing the incident to an amicable and happy ending for all the parties involved.
Vice President.